In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It's really, God is asking us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness. This is a glorious time. So what does Jesus say? Line 21, 424, 1927. My daughter, grave things are about to happen. What does that mean? Grave things are about to happen. But it's not to be afraid. He doesn't go on and on and on. He says to Louisa, there's three eras. The era of creation, Adam and Eve. The era of redemption, Jesus and Mary. The era of sanctification. Louisa and who? The guy with the keys. Don't worry about a thing. Jesus said to Louisa, you must be the key. This is a great time to be alive. You've heard, enjoy the show, eat your popcorn, enjoy the show. This is really very, very interesting what's happening worldwide. And I'm not making, flippant the deaths that are happening. But let me put it this way. Every conceived soul is a treasure to Jesus Christ. How many conceived souls are there that were not born? How many conceived souls? Now, let me tell you, a friend of mine died, and we went to the hospital, and three doctors just said, there's no hope. She had a brain aneurysm. She had beautiful red hair, and they shaved off the top of her head because they were going to cut her head off to try to stop the bleeding. So I touched her with a relic of Louisa on the side of her head and prayed to Louisa. Nothing happened. So we went home, and then we get a call the next day. She's fine. So we go back to the hospital, and the first thing I said to her was, I love your Clarabelle look. And she said, you are mean, because she had this beautiful red hair, but completely bald on top. So she says, I always was afraid of heaven. She says, but when I got there, I saw my dead grandmother cooking. I saw my mother cleaning. I saw my father whittling wood. And two little girls ran up to me, and I knew they were my sisters. She says, these were the miscarriages that my mom had. Life is life. There's no death with God. And so she said, you're gonna like this. She said to her dad, she says, I must have died. Can I stay here? This is so, she said, the colors were beautiful. The sound was beautiful. The music was beautiful. The smell was beautiful. Everything was beautiful in heaven. She said, I was always afraid to die until I died. And she says, I'm not afraid to die anymore. It's beautiful where we're going. This is Jesus opened the doors for us. So what happened was she said to her dad, Dad, can I stay here? And he said, you're going to have to ask your mother. So she says, Mom, can I stay here? And her mother goes, no, you got to go back. It's not time for you to be here. And she says, but can I see Jesus? And then her mother touched her right here where the relic was and said, you have to go back. If you see Jesus, you will have to stay here. And he does appear. It's not your time. So she was really insistent that she goes back. But she says, tell your brothers they're lost because they have to go back to church. And the reason, this was 14 years ago. The reason was she said, Jesus is coming back soon. That was 14 years ago. I'm telling you, hang on. If we've got a short amount of time to get ready for the new heavens and the new earth that God wants to breathe in us. So as we start right now, my daughter, grave things are about to happen. One thing out of like 10,000 pages, if he was going to tell us what to do, he would have told Louisa. But he says, no, everyone has a free will. Everyone is going to choose what they want. They're going to choose their eternity. Now, our job, Jesus says, is the majority of humans cannot live in the divine will at this point because their human will is so strong. So he said to Louisa, you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach, not just for the Israelites, but for all of humanity. Would you be willing to do that? Louisa said, yes. He says that to us. Do you love your family? Do you love your neighbors? Do you love the world? Do you love Adam? Do you love the last person that's ever going to exist? This is the family of God. And when we say yes, he goes, good. Would you stand in the breach for them? So we are called by Jesus to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is a glorious time to be alive. So he says, my daughter, there are grave things to happen. If he wanted us to know, he'd tell us. But he loves surprises. In order to reopen, reorder the kingdom, a house in general uproar happens first. Many things perish. Some lose, others gain. In some, there is chaos, a greater struggling. And many things are suffered in order to reorder, in order to renew. That's our prayer in the divine will. I'm praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, for a regeneration of humanity. Not just to be good and holy and saintly. That's what we've known for 2,000 years. It's now the time to enter sanctification. And that means a new beginning for heaven and earth. A new beginning for humanity. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what's coming. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So, he says, to give new shapes to a kingdom or a house, that there is more suffering and more work to do if one must destroy in order to rebuild. Remember, the temple was destroyed. And remember, God said, not one stone will be left upon another. Okay. When you go to Jerusalem, when you go to the Wailing Wall, you have 160 feet of one stone upon another. Is scripture lying? No. Another place has to go. And we're going to see it go. That what's really important is, in order to renew, in order to reorder, in order to give a new shape, more suffering, more work is to do. And if one must destroy in order to rebuild, if one only had to build, it would be easy. But this is going to be interesting. And the Lord just is warning us. You know, it's going to be interesting, to say the least. The same shall happen in order to rebuild the kingdom of my divine will. How many innovations are needed to be made? It is necessary to turn everything upside down. It is necessary to knock down and destroy human beings. It is necessary to upset the earth, the sea, the air, the wind, the water, the fire, so that all things may put themselves at work in order to what? To renew the face of the earth, as to bring a new order of the new kingdom of my divine will into the midst of humanity. There's going to be no worry. There's going to be no fear. There's going to be any anxiety, complaints, negativity. There's going to be no sin. I mean, right now we are comfortable with sin. Television. Horrible things on television. And people go, well, it's a comedy show. No. You have to discipline yourself as a drill sergeant would discipline you. Enough. Stop. My grandmother used to say that to us when we were kids. Enough. And in Italian, it's basta. I thought she was always swearing at me. Basta, basta. We're kids. It was a fruit farm. And so there was strawberries, there was raspberries, there was blueberries, there was peaches, plums, pears, there was prunes. So we were always, as kids, always eating. Just enough, stop it. Dude, it was very funny. She was a riot. She was about 4'10", and she would come out with, every time we'd be in the cherry tree eating, she'd come out with a shotgun. You know, she was hilarious. She's got the shotgun. She had 14 kids. My father was the 12th of the 14. But again, Jesus is saying this. In order to rebuild the kingdom, everything has to be back in order. Everything's upside down. We're saying today, I mean, just think about what they're saying on the news. I mean, up is down, down is up, right is left, left is right. It's insane. What is natural isn't natural anymore. I mean, the evil one believes he's won. And if you look out there, you could say he's won. But Jesus says, no, He says, we're going to rebuild. We're going to turn everything upside down. That's what he did in the temple. He knocked over the table. Wait till the stock market crashes. I mean, people are going to be jumping out of windows. Why? Their God is money. I mean, you have to understand, everything is going to change. And it's going to be doom and gloom for everybody who thinks that they're not going to have, milk. Well, you're not going to have anything. You have to understand what's coming. He says, I'm going to knock down, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to upset the earth. Why? It's all out of order. So what are we supposed to do? Panic? That's what people tell us. Oh, you got to make sure you have 150 gallons of wine for the next. No. That's the first thing he did. He made 150 gallons of wine. That was the first thing I did when I was making wine. I wanted to make 150 gallons. That's 3 50-gallon barrels filled to the top. And I don't drink. No. God is so much fun. So this is what he's going to do. He says, everything, the earth, the sea, the air, the fire, the wind, the water is going to go to work with God to purify us. See, there was no hurricanes. There were no tornadoes in paradise. There was no ice storms. Everything was under the direction of Adam. But Jesus says that the earth is upset with us because we're not in God's will anymore. They're in God's will, but we are not. So he says, the renewal of the face of the earth is coming to bring order of the new kingdom of my divine will into the midst of creatures. Then he says, again, many grave things shall happen. And in seeing this, if you look at the chaos, if Adam didn't look at the waves and focused his eyes on Jesus, he would not have sank. If you look at the chaos, the negativity, he says, Jesus says, I, God, feel afflicted. See, but if you look beyond and seeing the divine order of my new kingdom rebuilt, I go from a deep sadness to a joy so great that you cannot comprehend. And this is the reason why you see me now sad and now joy of my celestial fatherland. This joy is God. And think about it. What he has planned for us, his children, isn't worry, isn't fear, isn't anxiety, isn't complaint, isn't negativity, it isn't sin. But that's the world. We are still under the thumb of the evil one for 6,000 years, and it's coming to an end. In sacred scripture, it's the evening of the first day, the morning of the second day. The evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. It always starts evening, the vigil. But there's no morning or evening of the seventh day. It's now. God, we're going to see God work in a way that everyone will say, I want Jesus to be my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. What's coming is so, so, so beautiful. And again, how do I know this? Jesus tells me over and over and over again. Like he says, I want to enter into this great joy that cannot be comprehended. I want you to see me now with joy of my celestial fatherland. And that's us. We're his children. But he's got more than being just good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity. You think about it. That part of the Mass is usually done silently. That is the greatest. I mean, the priest, see, what we'll see later when we do the exorcisms, you'll see later the demons have to obey the priest. There's some really great priests out there. And I remember a couple of times, when I was a young priest, that there would be possessions. And I wouldn't want to. I remember the first time the nuns grabbed me and said, pray for this woman. So I'm on my knees. It was quite interesting. And I couldn't even think of bless us, O Lord, in these like gifts. I went. And then this priest comes in and touches this woman and she becomes human again. And I went, what is this? I was not taught this in the seminary. What is this? Jesus says what he is going to do with his priest is renew the priesthood to the way he wanted it from the beginning. Everyone is going to desire to be baptized. What's coming is going to be so amazing. The church, I mean, you will right now, if Jesus showed you what's coming, you would not recognize the Holy Church. It is so beautiful. It is so holy. The bride's dress is wrinkle-free and stain-free. It's beautiful. That's us. Well, that's what's coming. So this divine will, you have to understand, our outpouring of love does not stop. Our regenerative, that's the word, regenerative breath is always in act, always in motion. And we, triune God, wait for the kingdom of our divine fiat so that this love of ours hovering around may descend into the midst of creatures and give our divine life. And in receiving it, the creatures shall form, this is the humanity, shall form their own outpouring of love, reflecting God, the love of God, to give it to the one triune God whom they received it from. We're going to breathe this in, and with Jesus, breathe it back. He is our new Adam. Mary is our new Eve. Therefore, the whole of creation is centralized over you, Louisa. He says to Louisa, the destiny of the world is found in you, Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? If you read, you're going to fall in love with this little newborn. She never thinks about herself. You have to understand, when she sees Jesus, she's alive. Her heart's beating. She can breathe. She can gaze on him. When she doesn't see Jesus, she says, I'm living dead. Where are you, Jesus? Where are you, Jesus? Now, why does God allow her to put that down in writing? To teach us why he loves her. Where are you, Jesus? She would spend 2 hours get ready for Holy Mass, and she'd spend 2 hours in ecstasy after Holy Communion, teaching us the Holy Mass. This isn't just bread. When Jesus used the word, you must chew my flesh, chew and drink my blood. See, the other blood and flesh and blood is the devil. When there's an abortion, the devil says, this is my body. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. That's why there's DNA, human DNA in McDonald's, human DNA in other places. Because Jesus tells Louisa, they're going to try to make you cannibalize. You've got to be careful. Everything is either of God or against God. It's either with Jesus or against Jesus. So that's why you be attentive. Be attentive. So what does Jesus say? Jesus says the whole of creation is centralized over you, Louisa. 5:21, 5:12, 19:27. Poor daughter, you are such a child in the knowledge of the true goods. Now think about that. Here is Jesus started teaching Louisa in 1899. Here it is, 1927. It says to Louisa, you're such a child with the knowledges of the true goods, the great incalculable and never-ending divine will of the goods that are little and finite. So these are the goods. Oh, this is what Jesus is saying. You are such a child to the little things of humanity. Now, I know some people that say to me, well, I'm living in the divine will. Well, let me adore you. You know, this body, let me just tell you, this body can't contain the fullness of the divine will. Jesus had to have a new body. Mary was assumed into heaven. She had to have a new body. There's only two bodies in heaven, Jesus and Mary. In paradise, there's two bodies, Elijah and Enoch. But they're in paradise because that body has to die. They're coming back and have to die. We have to die. And the death is the door to the Trinity. So he says to Louisa, you're such a child of the knowledges of true goods, the great, incalculable, never ending, and of the goods that are little and finite. Is it not greater to form the kingdom of my divine will in order to make it known, to prepare the way so to let them, that's us, enter into it. So that the lights of its knowledge in order to lead them, that's us. to give happiness to the back to the original state of their creation, back to humanity, to enrich them, that's us, with all the goods that the divine will contains. Comparing the good produced if you had a free peoples from all chastisement to the great good of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. The first would be nothing. Peace on earth is nothing compared to the second good, the divine will. So if you find yourself in my same condition, having to content yourself with forming the kingdom of the divine will, that is greater than anything, greater than anything. See, what God has called you to is the most beautiful gift that he could give to humanity, to bring back the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to be the first, Jesus says, little children of the holy divine will linked to Louisa. While as for the chastisements, you must content yourself with letting them follow their course in part. Basically, we pray for everybody. I pray for my family. I pray for my friends. They're going to follow their course, but you have to understand, praying in the divine will is powerful. Look at Peter. If you are the Messiah, he says, command me to come to you. He gets out of the boat and walks. Jesus says, come. That's a divine act. Humans don't do that. And what did Jesus say? Why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith? He didn't say, good job. Why? Why did you do this? See, Jesus, when we say, Lord, take my prayer and make it your command, that's what he taught Louisa. It's pure hope. Hope is certitude. Christian hope is certitude. We are confident in God. We believe in him. We hope in him. We have confidence in him. He says, let them follow their course in part, because the prayers will help them. Your prayers of the divine will, it's not, this is how we pray. This is how we pray. Please, 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 10 years later. Please, 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 20 years later. Please, please, please. Jesus said, ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. Somebody said, but I can't pray for a dishwasher. Why not? Did Jesus say you could pray for everything but that dishwasher? No, you could pray for anything. If you need it, God will give it to you. You'll be surprised. I saw this Trans Am once. I had no money. And it was the most beautiful thing in the world. And I was with my priest friends at the time. And they said to me, why don't you get it? I said, oh, jeez, I can't get that. I have no money. How can I get that? And he said, just go get it. So I looked at the price. I said, I walked away saying, if I get this car, God really, really loves me. And 2 weeks later, I was driving it around. It was unbelievable. Of course, I totaled it, but it was a great car. It's you're not asking. I mean, ask, believe that you have received it and it's yours. Let's look at physical, spiritual, mental, emotional healings that are necessary. God wants to heal us. He's going to heal us. Jesus, Louisa said to Jesus, my spiritual director stopped reading and he died. Jesus, if he kept on reading, would he be alive? And Jesus said, of course he would. You don't understand. Jesus is speaking to you when you read this. You can hear him with your heart, your mind, your soul. It's just, listen to what he says. He says, you must content yourself with letting themselves follow their course in part, more so, since I keep you on earth for the kingdom of my divine will. Louisa, this is your special mission. Now he's saying to us, you are one with Louisa. This special mission is yours as well. The salvation of mankind is going to take, and it's not going to take millions of people. Remember Gideon, not the 300,000, not the 30,000, not the 3,000, but the 300 that drink like dogs. That's us. We're nobodies. We're nothings, but we're attentive. What do you want, Jesus? What do you need, Jesus? What do you want me to do, Jesus? And he goes, this is what you're doing. This is why I created you to live in the divine will. But the terror, Louisa said, she felt within her because of the grave evils that Jesus had made me see was so great that I'd rather not be on this earth. And I thought to myself, it seems to me that the great adverse power moves death away from me and forces me to cross in exile, the exile. Do you want to know who this great adverse power is? It is the whole of heaven that places itself across your steps. That's the thing you have to understand. It doesn't matter what you're going to see, what you're going to hear, what you're going to experience. The whole of heaven is going to be with you. And you're going to be able to face anything more than what Saint Joan of Arc faced. He says, your flight preventing you from coming into the celestial fatherland so longed for by you. But do you know why? Because they want to see in you, Louisa, and in us, completed the kingdom of my most holy divine will. They themselves, all the angels, all the saints, all the celestial residents, want to be reintegrated into the honor, into the glory that is missing in them. Heaven is not complete yet. You need a body and a soul, St. Thomas Aquinas says. In heaven, there's only two bodies. And our job is to begin to live this new and abundant life on earth as it is in heaven. That's why he says the creation isn't completed yet. In them, while they are on earth, know, my daughter, that you, the one who shall form the kingdom of my divine will on earth, shall form the complete crown of the saints' glory in heaven. Jesus says to us, all that the good that the saints have done, all the miracles that the saints have done, is done in a human sanctity. Everybody who was healed 100 years ago is dead. Jesus says, the divine will is the miracle of miracles that I'm going to give to my children. There, what's coming is so beautiful. What's coming is so magnificent. My daughter, he says, you must know that you are the one that shall form the kingdom of my divine will on earth and form the complete crown of the glory of the saints in heaven. And do you think it's trivial that they are expecting this complete glory in of the supreme fiat from a sister of theirs? So say together with me, fiat, fiat. Yes. This is the first group that did that. I've been doing this for, 40 years? I always go, thank you. Say together with me, fiat, fiat. I've never heard a group say that. Thank you. God is working with you. God is working with you. Because see, when you read, you're hearing Jesus speak to you. It's not me. I'm nobody. But as she says, as I remained afflicted and all immersed, that's what we want in the divine will. My sweet Jesus added, my daughter, when I, God, call souls in a special and extraordinary way, I, God, act like a king when he elects his ministers. And together with them, he forms the laws and dominates, there's the word, and rules the kingdom. So do I, God, call these souls to participate in my regime. And that's what you did. Jesus said, say together with me. And you did. I call you, Jesus says, to participate in my kingdom, in my dominion. I form the laws and I rule the whole world. We haven't seen anything yet. Right now, the one who rules the world is the evil one for 6,000 years. But it's come to an end. It's come to an end. And we're going to witness the kingdom. This is what everybody says, but I'm too old. Don't listen. If you are reading the divine will, God is going to take care of everything. Don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. Well, what about me? No, don't worry about it. God is going to take care of it. So he says this, my daughter, that which seems difficult to you is not difficult for God. If in us, triune God, it is established that our will must be known and that its kingdom shall come upon earth, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It is as though already done. St. Thomas Aquinas says, if the veil was lifted, listen to this, this is important. We would see that we, all of us, are around the throne of God with a glorified God praising the beatific vision. That's where we really are. That's why when people die, I've seen people, a lot of people who love Jesus, as they die, they become happy. They become, wow, it's just wow. And I've seen other people who don't want God wail and grind their teeth as they're dying. See, we are praying for everybody. We want everyone in heaven. We want this. And Jesus says, if The kingdom shall come on earth as it is in heaven. If God is doing this, it's already done. And just as redemption was accomplished, Jesus says, because it was established by us triune God, so it shall be done for our divine will. More so, since this, the kingdom was issued by the divinity and in creation, fully in order so that it might reign and dominate. And with the fall of Adam, this kingdom was not destroyed, but it remained intact and still exists. Only it remains suspended for mankind. In redemption, I smooth out everything. In redemption, he says, and just as I did everything so that mankind might be redeemed, so I, Jesus, did everything so that the suspension be removed and the creature might enter into the kingdom of the divine fiat. See, God's doing this. God's doing this. And what does he say? First, giving place to redemption, and then with time giving place to my most holy divine will. Now is the time it's happening. Your prayer life is going to completely change. You're going to be so filled with peace, joy, and happiness. When you see tragedy, you're going to know God is going to take care of it. Watch. First, giving place to redemption, and then with time giving place to my holy divine will. So what is difficult? What is difficult to form a kingdom? A work, but once it's done, it becomes easy to make it known. That's what God is doing. He's teaching you through Louisa how to live a happy, peaceful, joy-filled life. More so, since your Jesus does not lack power, I may lack wanting to do or not to do a work, but power I never lack. Then he says this, I, God, shall dispose things. I, God, shall dispose circumstances. I, God, shall dispose creatures. I, God, shall dispose events in such a way to make it easy for my divine will to become known. This is the gift of gifts. Read, study, put it into practice. 5:22, 9:8, 1927. I went into the desert to call back that same divine will of mine that for 40 centuries creatures had deserted from their midst. And I, for 40 days, wanted to remain alone. Why? To repair for the 40 centuries of human will during which my divine will had not possessed its kingdom in the midst of the human family. And with my very divine will, I, God, wanted to call it back again into the human's midst so that it might reign again, as in the beginning with Adam. Upon returning from the desert, I deposit this in my Mama Mary with all those acts of the divine will that creatures had rejected and had kept as though in a desert, so that she, Mary, might be the faithful depository and repairer and the impetrator of the kingdom of my divine will. Only the sovereign lady could possess this deposit so great, because Our Lady possessed within herself the very divine will that could contain the will deserted by humanity. How could we occupy ourselves with our sorrow of being separated for 40 days when it was about to reintegrating about calling back our most holy divine will to reign in the midst of humanity again? Everything's ready. Our sorrow, we were more than happy. In our sorrow, we were more than happy because we wanted to place the kingdom of the supreme fiat in safety, and the celestial queen was waiting with yearning. See, that's what he wants to see in us. That's the Essenes, yearning for Jesus, longing for Jesus, but longing for his kingdom now on earth as it is in heaven. We're learning. This is the Essenes, yearning for my return in order to receive the deposit of the new son, Jesus, so as to requite with her love all of its acts that the human ingratitude rejected. Our Lady acted as a true mama to my divine will, acting as a true mother also for humanity, impetrating for everyone the life, the happiness, the joy of possessing the kingdom of the eternal fiat. It's not just doing the will of God, but possessing it. My daughter, the number of 40 is always symbolic, signifying my life down here. When I was born, for 40 days, I wanted to remain in the grotto of Bethlehem, symbol of my divine will, that while being present in the midst of creatures, was as though hidden and outside of the city of their souls. After 40 days, I went to present myself to the temple and reveal myself to the holy old Simeon. He was the first city I was calling to the knowledge of my kingdom. And his joy was so great that he closed his eyes to the earth and opened them to eternity. That's death. It's nothing to be afraid of. 40 days I spent in the desert, and then immediately I did my public life to give them the remedies and the means in order to reach the kingdom of my divine will. So for 40 days, I wanted to remain on earth after my resurrection to confirm the kingdom of the divine fiat and its 40 centuries of kingdom, and that it was to possess. So in everything I did down here, the first act was the restoration of the kingdom. All the other things entered in the secondary order. But the first link of connection between me and humanity was the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, when it is about my divine will, I hold nothing back. I, God, hold nothing back, neither light nor sacrifices nor manifestations nor happiness. They are seas, they are oceans that I release for myself so as to make it known, to make it rain, and to make it loved. It's a new beginning that's coming. 5:23, 9:21, 19:27. I was praying my rounds. See, you're going to learn how to pray your rounds. And I'm telling you, once you get into the rounds, each day you fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus and with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. You're beginning to pray the prayers that Jesus and Mary prayed, the new Adam and the new Eve. It's what we've learned until now is the prayers of the saints. They're good and holy and saintly, but Jesus says, I want you to share in divinity. I was praying my round through the whole of creation, asking for the kingdom of the supreme fiat in each created thing. Come divine will. When you're washing the dishes, come divine will, wash in my washing. Then you say, come divine will in each bubble in the sink. Come divine will in each drop of the water. Come divine. And what you're doing now is you're praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is an explosion of I love you to the throne of God, which the evil one thought he stopped with Adam. And when Jesus and Mary were here, he thought he stopped the prayers. But now with Louisa, it's begun again. But now there's no end. Each day it becomes more powerful, more powerful, more powerful, so to the point that he's going to flee earth. He can't stand it. Asking for the kingdom of the supreme fiat and each created thing, and my adored Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, since all created things are fixed in God, as you ask for the kingdom of my divine will in each of them, the created things move in God and ask for my kingdom. You become the voice. When you pray, God hears all of humanity, all of every human and everything pray with your voice. It's an explosion of I love yous, and God hears your voice because you're one with Jesus. You're one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. It's more than that. It's to share in divinity, like that drop of water put into the chalice filled with wine. God's got great plans. So he says this, to move things in God and ask for my kingdom. Each of them forms its supplicating wave, incessant motion, to ask what you want. And since created things are nothing other than the acts that come out of my divine will, each act was given to an office. And as you ask, now he's talking about us now, for my kingdom and each created thing, you place all the offices of all the acts of my supreme volition in exercise. It's happening. It's a heart beating. It's the waves moving around the divine being. And you make our goodness, our power, our justice, our mercy, our love, our wisdom to ask for the kingdom of our divine will. It's Jesus that's doing it. We're just participating in this. In fact, each created thing contains a divine quality of ours, and we, Triune God, feel waves of beauty, waves of power, waves of justice, waves of mercy, waves of love, waves of wisdom coming to us, Triune God, one after another, that with the divine ways, supplicating, praying, pleading for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven in the midst of humanity. and seeing ourselves prayed so much to by the little children, by the very acts of our divine will, we, Triune God, ask, who is she who moves a will so great with all its innumerable acts, and to ask of us what we give our kingdom to creatures? And our acts answer us, it is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will. It is the daughter of all of us. So with all so much love moves our acts to ask for what we all want, what heaven wants, what earth wants. Do you see what's coming? Jesus says, had I not spoken to you, Louisa, about so many truths, especially on my adorable will, that has been the greatest miracle that I have done in these times. Remember, everyone that was healed 100 years ago is dead. What Jesus says is coming is the miracle of miracles. We're going to be restored back to the original purpose for which we were created, to be one with God, fused with God in his holy divine will. What good would your mission bring? He says, I have done, it is the mission so great, entrusted to you, Louisa, and now given to us, of making known the kingdom of my divine, my supreme fiat. Therefore, I recommend to you, Louisa, and to your children, that's us, is that you let not even one truth or one simple word on my divine be lost. Because everything, every jot, every tittle must serve to perform the chain of the perennial miracles so as to make known its kingdom and give back the lost happiness that Adam lost back to humanity. So we'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.